war to Ariel, the altar of God, the city where David dwells. And year to year, let them have holidays. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be anguish and sorrow, and it shall be to me an altar of God. And I will camp against thee roundabouts, and lay siege against thee with a mount. I will raise forts against thee, and thou shalt be brought down, and shalt speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that hath an evil spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust, and the multitude of thy apostates shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the powerful as the chaff that passeth away, yea, it shall be at an instant. Suddenly thou shalt be visited of Yahweh of hosts, thundering with earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. And woe to all the nations that fight against the altar of God, even all that fight against her and her towers. All that distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats, but he wakes, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreams, and behold, he drinks, but he wakes, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Stand paralyzed with fear, cry ye out and cry. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured upon you the spirit of stupefaction, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets, the rulers, the seers have been filled, and the whole vision is become to you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that has learned, saying, read this, please. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that has not learned, saying, read this, please. And he saith, I am not learned.
For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of the wise shall perish, and the understanding of the prudent shall be hid.
Woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yahweh, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the works of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in Yahweh, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the awesome one is ceased, the boaster is consumed. All that watch in vain are cut off, that make a man sin for a word, and lay a snare for him that rebuketh in the gates. turn aside, but just one for a thing of naught. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale, but when he sees his children, the work of mine hands, in the midst of him they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also, the heir in spirit, shall come to understanding. They that murmured shall learn.